Good afternoon. This is Dan O'Brien with your top third ag market and closing grain comments for Monday, July 6th. Hope everyone had a safe and enjoyable 4th of July weekend. Markets finished higher across the board today, backed off from the overnight highs brought on by the hotter temperatures and the drier forecasts. There is some disagreement further out, about 11 to 15 days, as to how much scattered showers will fall and where they might fall. And so we had a little bit of a cap kept on these rallies. So taking a look at December corn, we finished up 2¾ cents, 356¼. We put in a high of 360. So that's an inside day on the charts inside of Thursday's range. We did hold above the 100-day moving average at 352. Funds look to be short, maybe 220,000-230,000 contracts of corn. That announcement will be out later today. USDA this morning did announce a couple of sales of corn, 204,000 tons to China and 183,000 tons to Mexico. Be good to see China get on board here and start making some more purchases in the corn market, maybe start to live up to those phase one commitments. Crop progress came out, market condition good to excellent, dropped 2% from 73% good to excellent last week down to 71%. I think they were looking for a drop of about 1%. So nothing real surprising there. Export inspections came out weaker side of expectations, 962,000 tons versus estimates of between 1.05 and 1.35 million metric tons. So again, our corn market backed off, just trying to wait and see if we can get some more confirmation or agreement on the different weather models as to where the rain might fall and how much. Taking a look at wheat, we had September in Chicago finish up a penny and a quarter, 493¼, right in the middle of about a 6 cent range, 87 to about 499. And Kansas City, September finished up 4½ cents, 438½, put in a high at 440½. You got the fund short about 35,000 contracts in Chicago, about 38,000 in Kansas City, as we kind of bounce along the lower end of the range here for the year. Wheat harvested came out, jumped 15% this past week from 41% harvested to 56%, and the condition down 1 percentage point from 52 to 51% good to excellent. That's versus 64% last year. You've got the funds short about 35,000 Chicago, about 38,000 in Kansas City. Export inspections came out weak, 326,000. That was versus guesses of between 450 and 600,000. Dollar hopefully continuing this downward trajectory after bouncing a while. We've got it down 60 ticks at 96.70. Maybe that will help us get back on track with some exports there in the wheat. Taking a look at November beans, finished up 9½ cents at 906¼. We put in a high at 912½. That's just below the 200-day moving average acting as resistance. That comes in at 913¼. We did get filled on a sale, 10% old crop, 10% new crop against 912 on the November board there. USDA announced a sale of beans to China this morning, 264,000. Export inspections came in above expectations, 522,000 metric tons versus guesses of between 250 and 450. And bean condition stayed unchanged at 71% good to excellent, with a good dropping 1 point and the excellent increasing 1 point to leave things where they were. Outside markets, we've got the dollar down 60 ticks, 96.70. Crude oil down a nickel a barrel at 40.60. And the Dow Jones strong today, up 450 points. We will see later today where the actual numbers might be for those commitment of traders, as that report was delayed due to the holiday on Friday. That's all I have for this afternoon. If you'd like to give us a call, you can reach us at 877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE. Have a good night.